The Vermont Senate has lost one of its most respected and influential members. Grand Isle Senator Dick Mazza was diagnosed with cancer last year, and he resigned from the chamber on Monday due to declining health. Mazza's colleagues say his steady hand has guided their work for the past 40 years, and his departure signals a potentially generational change in the Senate, where some of the most tenured members are also considering retirement. Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld has this dispatch from Montpelier.
The swiveling black leather chair at the head of the antique wood table in the Senate Transportation Committee sat noticeably empty on Tuesday morning. And as the four remaining committee members began their day's work, Vice Chair Andrew Perchlick, a Democratic senator from Washington County, acknowledged the void.
This is the first day in 39 years that Senator Dick Mazza has not been in the Transportation Committee.
Mazza, a Democrat, has chaired the Transportation Committee since 1991. He's also served as mentor and confidant to some of the most recognizable names in Vermont politics. Peter Welch, Howard Dean, Peter Shumlin, Phil Scott, and Becca Ballin all credit Mazza's counsel with bending their political trajectories in some form or fashion. Mazza played his star role in Montpelier almost entirely behind the scenes.
So we just wanted to recognize that we miss Senator Mazza greatly and recognize his long service sitting in this committee. I feel like we kind of need to leave the chair vacant forever, but at some point, maybe, but this is Dick Mazza's chair.
Ask anyone who's anyone in the State House about what made Mazza the legend he's become, and you're likely to hear a version of how Caledonia County Senator Jane Kitchell explains it.
He was incredibly fair, and his first love was the integrity of the Senate. And he really did not engage in political retribution. He did not really carry grudges that we sometimes see in this building.
Fairness, Mazza's colleagues say, was his currency in Montpelier, and his innate ability to remain calm, no matter the intensity of the political storm surrounding him. That's according to Lamoille County Senator Rich Westman, a Republican.
When you're in the middle of the whirlwind of an issue and you think everything is up in the air, he was grounded towards the center.
Mazza is a Democrat, but not always, or even usually, the sort of Democrat who thinks government is the solution to Vermonters' problems. Here he is during a floor speech in 2013.
As most of you know, I'm not a big fan of raising taxes.
Mazza found a political soulmate of sorts in Phil Scott, when the construction company owner, who was best known for racing cars at Thunder Road, was elected to the state Senate in the early 2000s. Scott counts Mazza's mentorship as one of the defining factors in his ascent to the governor's office. But all roads to higher office in Vermont seem to run through the back office at Mazza's general store in Colchester. Chittenden County Senator Phil Baruth says it was an obligatory stop when he decided to pursue the position of Senate President pro tem.
You talk with him about your ambitions, you talk with him about what you want to do, and then he gives you a pie as you leave.
Baruth says Mazza's boundless generosity is one of the reasons he's engendered so much trust among fellow senators. But it's his position on the Committee on Committees, where he served since 1997, that lends him force. The role gives him outsized influence in determining who sits on what Senate committees. Baruth says it's a power that's difficult to understand if you don't serve in the legislature.
Every time something really important is going down, you find yourself in Mazza's store talking it out.
Orleans Senator Bobby Starr has been working with Mazza in Montpelier for almost four decades.
Yeah, you know, he was always a super good guy.
And he's concerned about what Mazza's departure represents. Starr, a Democrat who was first elected to the House in 1978, says he's thinking seriously about not running for re-election this year. He says other elder members in the body are also contemplating leaving.
I mean, we've witnessed the changing of the guard, you may say, on the House side. And it really makes you wonder.
That changing of the guard in the House, Starr says, has coincided with the shift to the left and a newfound willingness to rely on significant tax increases to fund new government programs, such as the $130 million in tax increases that House lawmakers passed last month. Starr says the Senate, though controlled by Democrats, has provided fiscal counterbalance in the legislature, and he's worried about the politics of the people who will eventually replace members of the old guard, like him.
And if it gets to be like the House side, it will, I think, be very disruptive to our citizens.
Baruth says that based on conversations he's had with his members, the Senate will see a major roster change sooner than later. The beginning of this biennium saw the swearing-in of 10 first-year senators. Baruth says he expects more than 5 more incumbents to hand over the reins in 2024.
When we meet in January, more than half of the senators will have 2 years or less experience, which is a sea change by any standard.
Back in the Senate Transportation Committee, colleagues recalled Maz's easy laugh and the seemingly endless supply of sweets he'd bring them from his store.
We will miss him, but as he would want, we will continue working for the state. So in that vein, we are going to talk about A68.
And with that, the committee resumed deliberations on miscellaneous changes to Vermont's transportation laws. For Vermont Public, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.